weren't able to make it, but we're looking for the Lord to help us. Man, y'all are running tonight.
Yes.
Amen. And how many believe God's still on the throne? How many believe we live in a desperate hour? Amen. How many believe we live in an evil hour? How many believe we need revival? Amen. I do. I believe we need revival. We need it in Louisiana, fighting the devil down there. And I had a friend in California that he thought that his certain location in California was the only place that the devil was. He'd always tell me, and as I finally told him, I said, "Hey, listen, I'm fighting the devil in Louisiana too." Yeah, yeah. Amen. Thus, and thus, and thus. You know what? Amen. The devil is fighting everywhere. Amen. He's after your children. He's after your loved ones. He's after your church. He's after your marriage. Amen. But I'm glad that Christ is still the answer. Amen. I don't know if you come tonight feeling a little downcast, discouraged. Amen. A little bit empty. But I pray before Friday night is over,
yes,
we can say
Jesus.
Right here at the highway, we had a move of the Holy
yes.
Ghost. Amen. It's not about me. It's not the Boyd family show this week. That's not what we want. We want God to have His way. Amen. Appreciate Brother Pascarella and Sister Pascarella and their example.
Amen.
And what they've done here at the highway. We're so thankful. And I'll tell you this right off the bat. Me and him, we talk quite often. And he is probably one of the most studious, studying, praying young preachers I know.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, hallelujah. And he's a good friend to have. Because sometimes I get the overflow, you know. Illustration here and there, you know. So I'm trying to figure out this week now. Is this something, one of Jerry's illustrations or not? Amen. No, I'm just teasing. But, amen, it's good to be able to sharpen iron with good men. Let your character and your thoughts be sharpened. And you've got a great pastor here. I know
amen.
You know that.
Yeah.
Amen. His family. And we're looking for the Lord to help us. Amen. I'm a little bit, this first night, like you said, I'm out of rhythm. I'm used to being in my study and, I've been on the road all day. He told me, he said, "You better hit Cincinnati before 3:45 or you're going to be stuck in traffic." I got there at 2:45 and I was stuck in traffic. Hallelujah. I thought, man, you can't win for losing. Hallelujah. But here we are. I believe God's gave us a message. We want to see what the Lord will do. Glad for every visitor that's here. Amen. Get in with the family as they sing. God bless.
What he had to do, you know, along the way he couldn't help but trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe He hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Sometimes I feel all alone, like all hope is gone. But I know that His word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, He promised me that that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to brawl. Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Darkness, I won't lie, just like that blind man. Sometimes I feel all alone.
Oh, yeah.
Like all hope is gone. But I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl. Oh, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water. I know he knows where I am, and somehow this is in his plan. So until my healing comes, I'll keep pressing on. Is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
And every
step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
The only one who saw his word didn't pass him by.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay. Then he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew, and that's what he had to do. You know, along the way, he couldn't help but trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought. Every
step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
I know he knows where I am, and somehow this is in his plan. So until my healing comes, I'll keep resting on
and I can see what's in front of me. I walk gold and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water.
And every
step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayers. And when I get there, the miracle that's promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Is waiting in the water.
God.
Praise.
Well, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, good to see Brother Collins tonight. Amen. We've been here before, been many years ago. First time we ever come, about 1987, I guess. So that's been a few years ago. First time I ever heard of the Highway of Holiness, Billy Whitaker told me about it in California. He was living with Mike and Ruth Stevens out there. Slipped me a Derwin Ward tape and heard him sing and preach. And God started dealing with me. I listened to that tape I don't know how many times. And God began to deal with me about the call that he had placed on my life when I was a young boy. Amen. Then we got to come here. So this has been like a landmark place for us. And man, I'm honored to be here. And I'm going to try to be conscious of time. And I know that you guys are working in the week. But I really feel like that the Lord wanted me to preach this on the first night. I know we're living in a day when we have many. And when I say the church, not just talking, you know, maybe just the holiness church, but in Christendom in general. There's many gifted orators that fill pulpits. There's interesting storytellers. And there's entertaining speakers, dynamic personalities. There's even shrewd crowd manipulators. Amen. And even though some of those styles may be popular, that doesn't mean they're necessarily powerful. For no man preaches with power who does not preach the word. Amen. I still believe the Bible's the answer for America. Amen. Preach the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. 2 Samuel tonight, chapter number 23. And we'll begin reading in verse number 6. And we'll read 6 and 7. I got this message in a rather strange way. Brother Chris Juno was in revival with me. And preached the first revival. But he asked me about these verses one Saturday morning. He said, what do you think, Brother Tracy, about these verses? And I to be honest with you, I've read the Bible through, but sometimes you read things, they just don't catch you. But that morning, it caught me. And what I'm getting ready to preach to you, God gave to me just like that. I just boom, 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 boom. Amen. I said, Brother Chris, I'm going to preach that. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, I don't know if he ever has preached it. Last I heard, he never did, and I preached it as soon as he was gone. Hallelujah. Amen. But I really feel like the Lord spoke to me, and I believe it was divine providence for Brother Chris to bring these scriptures to my attention. And you may have heard him preach before, but this is what we're going to try to preach tonight. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse number 6. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron. Praise God. Father, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch us here tonight, Lord, and that you would anoint us with your power. I pray that you would arrest the attention of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And Father, I know some of these folks do not know us and we don't know them. But I pray, Lord, that we could push past every hindrance and that the will of God would be done, that I could get this message across to this people. And we'll give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to preach to you tonight about being fenced with iron. Praise God. Being fenced with iron. Now I know here in this chapter, this is David's mighty man chapter. I understand that David was dying. As a matter of fact, David was a man speaking his last words. He was getting ready to honor these mighty men. Amen. That had been his friends. They had been his compatriots. They had been men that had risked their lives for him. Amen. And David here, amen, before he honors these mighty men, he talks about the sons of Belial. He talks about wanting or needing to be, amen, fenced with iron. Now I want to tell you, these mighty men, they've always been a mystery to me. I've always loved to read about the mighty men of David, Benai and Eliezer, and these men that did great exploits. Really, these men emulated what their leader had done. David had slew giants, they slew giants. David had killed lions, they killed lions. But now David is coming to the end of his life. He's getting ready to honor these men. These men that had been devoted. These men that had been daring. These men that had been disciplined. Amen. Listen, they came to, amen, David. They didn't come to David at a high time in his life. They come to David when David was on the bottom. They come to David when David was low. Amen. They didn't come and just, you know, amen, as the train was already up the hill. Amen. And coming down the other side. But there was hardships to go through. There were cave experiences to go through. Amen. And here they come to David. And it was there in the cave. It was there when David was in exile that these men attached himself to the cause of David. I want to tell you, David always had a cause, Brother Pascarella. Amen. You remember when David come on the battlefield that day. Amen. He said, is there not a cause? Amen. Those men were standing there. Some of them no doubt were hiding in the tent. Nobody wanted to take on Goliath. But that little stripling come out there of a ruddy countenance. It said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy? Amen. The power, amen, or the power of God or Jehovah. Now listen to me. Amen. In verse number 6, amen, he speaks about the sons of Belial. He tells them that the sons of Belial, they cannot be taken with hands. Now I want to tell you tonight, I believe that there is an implication there. Amen. That he's saying, the sons of Belial, there are some things that cannot be taken by a fleshly hand. There are some things that cannot be taken by a philosophical ideal. There are some things, if you try to wrestle with it in your own power, amen, it It's going to cut you. It's going to wound you. And it is going to pierce you. Like a thorn, it's going to cut you. That word picture there. The sons of Belial are like thorns. Amen. And the man that's going to take the sons of Belial, he can't do it in the flesh. He can't do it with his hands. But he needs to be fenced with iron. The word picture there is hands that are meshed in iron or metal. Amen. With the end of a spear. Therefore, the hand is protected. He said, if you're going to take Belial, you better be protected. Are you hearing me? Amen. The sons of Belial. We've read of the sons of Belial in Judges chapter number 19. Hophni and Phinehas were called the sons of Belial. Saul was even referred to as being the son of Belial. Amen. Belial means this. It means utter ruin and worthlessness. It also means extreme wickedness and destruction. The term Belial is mentioned 19 times in the Old Testament until all of a sudden it is found in the New Testament. And the great apostle Paul, he said, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Amen, brother. The apostle said, amen, all the personification of evil, amen, is wrapped up. And the sons of Belial, amen, come from their father, which is the devil. Are you hearing me? Now, I know that we live in a world that has become very Belial-like. We are living in the most dark times, the most desperate times, extreme wickedness. Amen. You here in southern Ohio, no doubt were shocked with the rest of the nation when we heard of those diabolical, amen, extremely devilish and wicked deeds that man did up there near Cleveland. Amen. We've shook our head. We've got sick to our stomach. And we've thought, my Lord, amen, what kind of world are we living in? I'm going to preach to you here in a minute. Amen. I want to tell you, friend, amen, and then a few days ago, it seemed that evil, amen, extreme wickedness has become more aggressive. When Jason Collins, amen, a backup NBA player, amen, nothing special about him. He's not LeBron James. He's not Michael Jordan. He's basically a bench warmer. Amen. Comes out and says, I'm gay. Amen. The media gives him a fanfare. The president tweets him on a day, my friend, that was the day of prayer. He says nothing about prayer. Amen. And gives a thumbs up. Amen. To this Belial generation. I want to tell you, friend, we are living in an hour, amen, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of this darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to tell you tonight, the man that shall touch them, he must be fenced with iron and with the staff of a spear. I want to tell you, I got to thinking about that. He must be fenced with iron. What does fenced with iron mean? I looked it up in Barnes, and Barnes said that man must be filled with iron. Amen. What am I trying to tell you? To bring that Old Testament scripture into a New Testament concept. Amen. That man that tries to touch the sons of Belial, he is going to be cut, amen, to pieces. If we are going to meet a Belial generation, if we are going to meet a Sodomite generation, if we are going to meet an extreme wicked generation, we can't take it in our own hands. Amen. We must be filled, amen, with the Holy Ghost. We must be filled with the Spirit of God. I want to tell you, we can't match the devil wit for wit. it. It's going to take more than money. It's going to take more than marketing. It's going to take more than smoke lights and fog lights and mood lights. If we're going to meet this generation, we've got to be baptized one more time with the power of the Holy Ghost. That man that tries to take Belial with his own hands, Brother David, is going to be cut. He's going to be pierced. He's going to be wounded. Oh, I need to preach this. Lord, would you help me preach this? Amen. Amen. He must be fenced with iron. He must be filled with the Spirit. Now listen, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen. Iron in the Scripture, it speaks of affliction. The children of Israel were brought up out of Egypt. What did he say? Up out of an iron furnace. Amen. When Joseph was in prison, they said he was laid in iron. And God tried him until his word came. I want to tell you, friend, amen, iron speaks of affliction. Amen. But how is iron, how does iron proved? How is the temper of iron proved? How is the metal of iron proved? It is when that iron, amen, passes through the fire. Amen. Come on now, on the day of Pentecost, amen, come on, what fell from heaven? Amen, they heard a sound of a mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues of what? Amen, fell upon them, cloven tongues of fire. I want to tell you here tonight, it seems to me, Brother Pascarella, that David is telling them men, amen, I don't know if he's just reminding them, amen, but he's saying, if you're going to take the sons of Belial, you can't take it with no metal on your hand. You got to be fenced with iron. You got to be filled with the Spirit. You got to trust in God Almighty. I want to tell my God of heaven, I feel good up here. Amen. I want to tell you, it seems like David was saying, before you pick a fight with the devil, you better know you passed through the fire. You better know you passed the test. You better know you been through the process. You better know you're full of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you, amen, the devil's not afraid, amen, of just a preaching church or a praising church. Amen. He's not even necessarily afraid of just a praying church. Amen. If it's not filled with the Holy Ghost, it's got to be more than a program. It's got to be more than a ritual. It's got to be more, amen, than just something we've always done. I'll tell you what the highway needs. Amen. A fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. David knew you can't take them in your own hands. I got saved under Brother Don Rich. Woo! Hallelujah. And I learned, hey man, if you're going to win battles, and he preached this all of his ministry, you can't take it with your own hands. You got to be filled with the Spirit. You've got to be fenced with iron. Oh God. I'm going to tell you, if anybody knew about the process, David knew about the process. Amen. You remember when Samuel came and tried to find a king and all of his brothers passed by. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And the Lord said, that's not him. Finally, all of them were there. All the strong, amen, all the good looking ones, all the smart ones, amen, had passed by. And Samuel would say, surely that's going to be him. But after a while, God said, amen, no. And he said, do you have any more boys? Jesse said, oh yeah, my younger boy. He's out there on the backside of the desert. Amen, backside of a sheepfold, rather. He's keeping sheep. Samuel said, we're not setting down until David gets here. You know the story when David showed up. Amen. Come on. God said, that's him. And he broke that horn of oil and he anointed David. Come on now. No doubt David in his mind said, tomorrow I'm going to be sitting on the throne. Amen. Tomorrow I'm going to be king. Tomorrow I'm going to be the big dog. Amen. But no, no, no. You know better than that. Amen. Before he's going to be able to wrestle with Belial. Amen. God said, I got to send you through the fire. I got to put you through the process. You're going to be hunted. You're going to be hounded. Amen. Come on now. And it was at this time when David is a-running and going through the fire that ragtag bunch, them misfits, amen, come on now, them outcasts, Benai and Abishai, amen, and all those mighty men showed up and said, David, amen, we believe in your cause. We believe one day you're going to be king. Are you hearing me? Amen. Come on now. They were tired of going to Saul's church. Saul's church was head and shoulders above every church. Amen. It was royal. It had gold and glitz. It had glamour. But Saul was backslid. And even though they had everything going their way, amen, it was dead. And when David showed up that day, amen, Goliath was a-roaring. And you've got Saul. He's the ex-anointed. He's backslid. Amen. You got Israel. They're unanointed. Nobody wants to fight. Their leader has inbred within them fear. And then you got Goliath. He's the anti-anointed. Are you hearing me? So they're having church. Amen. The ex-anointed. Amen. The unanointed. And the anti-anointed. You ever been in a service like that? Amen. But all of a sudden, amen, God, amen, amen, says, Jesse, tell him to get on down there. Check on his brothers. He gets some bread and cheese. And here comes David. Amen. That little lad that was called from the back front to the forefront. And when he come in their midst, he was smelling like fresh oil. Are you hearing me? He was anointed. I'll tell you what, we need church. We need some fresh oil. Amen. We need to be filled with oil. We need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be filled with power. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because outside these walls, there is a Belial nation. Lift your hands and say, oh, help Brother Tracy. Woo, help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. They had been going to Saul's church for a long time. Huh? Head and shoulders above everyone. Had all the programs. All the marketing schemes. Everything just all right. Come on now. I get so sick of hearing that church is like a business. The church ain't McDonald's. The church ain't Starbucks. The church ain't Burger King. The church ain't Target. Amen. The church is the greatest institution that's ever been. And if the church is going to meet the challenge of this hour, amen, we must be filled with the Spirit. Our singers must get anointed. And they did tonight. Our preachers must get anointed. And I hope I do before I'm done. Our prayers must get anointed. Our testifiers must be get anointed. Amen. And it's time we come out of the back front to the forefront and say, fill me, Lord, tonight with your Spirit. When those guys came, the Bible said They were in debt. Everybody here tonight, we're in debt. We can never pay Him back for what He's done for us. We are all in the red. We ain't praised Him enough. Are you hearing me, Brother Seth? Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Not only were they in debt, but they were discontented. Are you hearing me? Amen. Come on now. They were tired of having dead church. They were tired of everything. You know how it is in a lot of churches. I don't think it is around here. Amen. Hallelujah. It wasn't tonight. Hallelujah. The power of God fell and charged this place. But so many churches across the country. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We are content to have a dead meeting. We are content to have barren altars. We are content to have two songs. Prayer requests. Take up an offering. Let the preacher preach and go home. Amen. They were in debt. They were distressed. Does anybody know what anything about distress? Is anybody stressed tonight? Your job's got you stressed. Amen. Your life has got you stressed. Amen. These men came. They were in debt. They were distressed. And they were discontented. Amen. But I'll tell you what we need this week in revival. We need a divine. Amen. Come on. Did you hear me? I said we need a divine discontentment. Amen. We need to tell ourselves, amen, I'm tired of sitting and taking up space. Amen. I'm going to stand up and sing. I'm going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I'm going to pray until the dancer gets back in my feet and the praiser gets back in my mouth and the shouter gets in my soul. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. We can have that kind of revival. We've got to get discontented with dead meetings. We've got to be discontented with ho-hum Christianity. We've got to get discontented with the status quo. If we're going to meet the sons of Belial, we can't meet them with bare hands. We need to be baptized afresh and anew with the power and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. As a young man, I got to hurry. As a young man in California, in about the same time when I come here, so I don't know if it was before or after. Amen. I was in California. I was in Willits, California. You know where that is. Wicked place. Wicked place. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, that's the place my friend said thought the only place the devil was working. Huh? Hallelujah. I had to stand against corruption in a police force right in my hometown. Hallelujah. The devil is alive and well. Are you hearing me? When you take a stand for what's right. Come on now. We got people, amen, strung out on drugs. And everything. So do you do it around here too?
Sure.
I was just a young preacher. And I said, Lord, I want to see something. I began to pray every day and fast. And I was praying Mark chapter 16, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay their hands on the sick. And they shall recover. We were having revival one night. A girl come in. Sat back there about where Brother Tim is. It was a littler building. Amen. And that would have been near the back in the building. And there she sat. And while I preached, amen, she was just doing some weird stuff. I just can't explain it. When I gave the altar call, I was preaching on Dr. Jesus. Brother Colin, she'd come to the altar. Amen. Every time I laid my hands on her, she went, whee! And her eyes would go, huh? Now you got to watch what you're praying for. Huh? I looked at Brother Brad. Happened twice. The second time I looked at Brother Brad, we were getting ready to and she got up. She was folding a handkerchief, and she just got up. She went to the back, and she sat down. We thought, oh, we went on a fast immediately. She never come back. When she come back to the back of the door, I said, Tracy boy, glad you're here. Why don't you come again? She goes, my name is glory. And she squeezed my hand as strong as anybody that has ever squeezed my hand in their life. And she walked out. We started fasting. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. She never come back, but we found out later that she was a high priestess. Amen. In the satanic church there. Amen. Or one of the satanic, this is a wicked place. Are you hearing me? Amen. I went to prayer that week and she didn't show up. I said, Lord, I failed you. I failed you. These signs shall follow them that believe. And there was someone devil possessed and I let you down. I said, Lord, and I began to get divinely discontented. I didn't want to just have a normal ministry. I didn't want everything just to, you know, just a truck and a trailer. Amen. And everything be fine. I wanted to see God move. Amen. Went to Fresno, California. Amen. That night I was preaching on do it again. Amen. I'm preaching on divine healing. Amen. About that time, amen, as I was preaching, the devil said, huh, what you gonna do now, hot shot? Little David Rico's back there. He can't hear. He's deaf. You're preaching divine healing. Amen. Let's see what you do. Well, amen, I just dug in, Brother Jerry, and began to preach. I preached every illustration I had ever heard. Jack Coe, amen, B.H. Clinton, it didn't matter. Amen. I preached everything I could. Amen. Hallelujah. When the altar call came, I looked at David Rico. I said, David, amen, do you believe Jesus can heal you? Amen. He shook his head, yes. I said, come on, we're going to pray for you. He come to the front. Amen. We laid hands on him. We prayed. The saints began to pray. Well, I felt the power of God in that place. And when we got done, do you know what happened? Come on. Right. Nothing. Nothing. I went back to my pew. I knelt down. As I knelt down, I got to hurry. As I knelt down, the Lord said, pray again. As soon as my knees hit the floor, He said, pray again. In my mind, all the way to where I was going to kneel, I was saying, Lord, I don't understand. Your word says it. I preached your word. I can't do it. As soon as I hit the floor, he said, go pray again. We went back and we prayed for her. Amen. All of a sudden, I heard his brother saying, he's healed. He's healed. He's healed. Amen. They were shouting everywhere. Brother McNeese come behind me, said, I'm not trying to doubt Brother Tracy, but he can read lips so well. He said, go behind him. Cup your hands over his ears and call his name. Amen. I got behind him. David could not see me. I said, David, where's Junior? He pointed at his brother. I said, David, where's Sister Rosemary? He turned and pointed to Sister Rosemary. Amen. Healed by the power of God. Went back to the doctor and God had healed him. I want to tell you what this generation's needing to see. Amen. We're needing to see more of that. It wasn't me. It was him. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're not going to be able to whip a Belial world in our own strength. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Same revival. Friday night. Riverdale's there. They've sung. Amen. The glory of God had filled the house. Amen. We preached. And in a little bit during the altar call, heard a little girl named Kathy. Amen. She had lost her grandfather, grandmother, and mother in a car accident. Amen. Her little sister was close to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Kathy sits in that. That bitterness, that resentment. All that was built up in that little girl. The devil began to manifest. And she began to scream at her little sister. Amen. Accusing God. He took my grandpa. He took your grandma. He took our mother. Amen. I was sitting there wore out. Amen. God is my witness. I felt the Holy Ghost pick me up. Amen. Just like that and push me. Amen. I went straight to Taffy this time. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I didn't lay hands on her. I got about right here. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And she shot straight back. Hit the back of the pew. Amen. Come on now. God gloriously delivered her. And filled her with the Holy Ghost. All in one night. I'm telling you, come on, highway. Amen. Are you tired of just going through the motion? Amen. Would you like to be filled with the Spirit that you might meet that Belial world? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We can do it in our own power, in our own might. Brother Jerry, you're a great preacher with a great mind on you. But we cannot do it. I can't do it with my own hands. You know that. Cannot do it. Cannot do it. I need to be filled with the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about through. Come on now. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Is there anybody that's tired of the norm? Is there anybody that's tired, amen, of just the status quo? Amen. Listen to me. Amen. These men that came to David, they were nothing. But after they come out of the process with him, they were slaying giants. They were killing lions. Amen. Come on here. I'm going to close with this. Talk about a church service. The Mount Transfiguration was a church service. Moses was there. Elijah was there. The preacher of Pentecost was there. And the greatest preacher of all time was there. You talk about a meeting. Come on now. I said you talk about a meeting. They were having a meeting. Glory to God. And I won't tell you. Hallelujah. It's easy when we're at youth camp or at camp meeting or at fellowship meeting. Amen. But come on now. Hallelujah. It's easy to have church when you're within the four walls with brethren of the same faith. Are you hearing me? But while Peter, James, and John were up there with Moses, Elijah, and Jesus down there in the valley. Amen. There, the other nine were down there. There was a man whose boy had been possessed by the devil. He had been, amen, ever since a child. And they brought that little boy, amen, to those disciples. Amen. Come on now. They clapped their hands, stomped their feet. Amen. Turned three times. Amen. And the boy never got delivered. Are you hearing me? Amen. Come on. Now they're chiding them. Amen. What's wrong with you? Amen. You guys can't do it. You're a bunch of failures. You don't have anything. And about that time they turn and here comes Jesus. If there was ever a man who was filled with iron, if there was ever a man who was filled with the Spirit, I'm telling you, Jesus was. Amen. Come on now. They said, we brought him to your disciples and they could not. Amen. Come on. When I read that, they could not. It was reminiscent to me that the sons of Belial cannot be taken, amen, by hand. I want to tell you, friends, some things don't come out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Every modern version, amen, will cut the word fasting out besides the King James Version. Why? The devil knows there's power in prayer. And he knows there's power in fasting. When I feel the cutting edge of my anointing, no, amen, not working. When I feel dry, you know what I'm going? I'm going to the altar. I'm going to push the plate back. I'm going to say some things are not going to come out. But by prayer and fasting, I want to tell you, they could not. They could not. You know what was wrong? They had an iron deficiency. Huh?
Yes, sir.
When you have an iron deficiency, you kind of get weak.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have any strength.
Yeah.
Huh? Woo! Some of you come into church a little low on iron tonight. Huh? Made it to your pew. Lazy boy. Hit the lever. I am here. I've paid my dues. I never did get a check. And I went into my wife and said, tonight I said, babe, hey man, you think I can Google on your phone iron deficiency? She said, what, are you feeling a little weak? Huh? Hey man, then I forgot what I went in there for. She's looking at them tornadoes. Are you hearing me? So I never did find out all the things about an iron deficiency. But I'm telling you, these nine down in the valley. Amen. Sometimes I think it's harder to live in the valley where you're grappling with problems, where marriages are all knotted up. Are you hearing me? Amen. They come to the disciples and he said, and they could not. But I will tell you, Brother Jerry, it wasn't always going to be that way with them. Amen. There was going to be a Pentecost. Amen. They were going to go through the fire. They were going to be filled with the Spirit. They were going to be filled with the anointing of the Holy. Can I go ahead and preach to you tonight? Amen. Come on now. I want to tell you, friend. Amen. They could not. Here comes Jesus. He said, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, he might not have said that. He might have said, whatever you say in Hebrew. Hallelujah. Get me out of that one. But Jesus said, what's going on? Bring him to me. Preachers may fail you. Sunday school teachers may fail you. Churches may fail you. But Jesus said, you bring him to me. Amen. The Bible said, while he was coming, amen, the devil threw him down. Amen. But I won't tell you, devil, you messed up this time. Last time you threw him down, you threw him down at a bad website. The last time you threw him down, you threw him down in a drunken stupor. The last time you threw him down, amen, he was on drugs. But this time you threw him down at Jesus' feet. And Jesus is still a way maker. He's still a chain breaker. Amen, come on now. He's still got power to lift. He's still got power to heal. He's still got power. Come on here. I want to tell you, you know what we need? We need to lift him up. And when we lift him up, hallelujah, he'll draw men. They could not. But it wouldn't always be that way. I said it wouldn't always be that way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. At that moment, their confidence had been cut. Their pride was pierced. Their work was wounded. They had tried to do it in their own hands. Jesus said, these things, boys, ain't gonna come out but by prayer and fasting. They felt like failures. Failures. Failures in front of the Master. Failures in front of their peers. Failures in front of the multitude. It wouldn't always be that way. Amen. Brother Matt Homer used this illustration. I did some research on it before. I love it. Hallelujah. Twin Towers, 2001, they were brought to the floor, to the ground. You know what I'm talking about. Them jets with all that fuel. And those Twin Towers fail. Huh? Fail, and it was failure. Islam was dancing because they're a superior religion. I may preach on Islam one night. Who knows? Hallelujah. But listen to me. They were dancing. They were having the time of their life. But someone got the idea. Said, let's go back to that rubbish of failure. Let's load up all the steel we can get. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Let's take it and put it in the fire. Let's see whether or not, amen, there's any metal, there's any temper in it. Amen, they took all that steel and they put it in the fire. And sure enough, there was some good steel left. And they took that steel, amen, after they had put it in the fire. And they built the USS, amen, New Yorker. Are you with me, somebody? Amen, I said they built the USS New Yorker. Amen, come on now. And when that new U.S. New Yorker was being dedicated or christened, amen, Governor George Pataki of New York said this: on September 2001, our nation's enemies brought their fight to New York. He said, but now the USS New York is going to bring the fight to them. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, amen, yes, amen, it may seem the church has been a failure, but if the church can get back in the fire on the other side, the church is going to come out a fighter. Amen. Peter's not going to be denying. He's going to be preaching. Amen. Come on now. People are going to be walking. The blind are going to be seeing. The deaf are going to be hearing. 3,000 are going to be so. Come on now. We're in a Holy Ghost meeting tonight, ain't we? Amen. Come on now. You may feel like a failure. Let God put you back in the fire. Let Him fence you. Let Him fill you. And He'll bring you out a fighter. You know what we need? We need iron. We've been too deficient. I'm preaching to myself. I need to quit, Brother Joe. I don't usually preach this. If I preach anything to the highway that I felt on my heart, I felt this on my heart for days. If we're going to face a Belial world out there, it's not maybe or might or kind of or possibly. We've got to be filled with iron. I know I'm not preaching to you nothing your pastor hasn't preached. Are you hearing me? I'm not here preaching down to you. I'm just here to tell you, amen, when that silver-haired preacher come to California, Brother Collins, and he preached and he told that story, Brother Don Rich, amen, about that woman that called him after he had got off the radio. Remember that story? Amen. She had that demon-possessed boy. Every time she'd try to pray, he'd pull her hair, throw the food on the floor. Amen. Acted just like the devil. Just like a son of Belial. Extremely wicked and worthless. Are you hearing me? Amen. She heard Brother Rich preaching on... Amen. She heard Brother Rich preaching about casting out devils on the radio. And she called Brother Rich and said, "Brother, are you the preacher, amen, that can cast out devils? Can you cast out devils?" Brother Rich said, "No, I can't. But I've got a friend who can." Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "You let me do some praying and some fasting." After 4 days, the Lord said, "Go. I'm going to give you the victory." He stepped in. When he got to the house, he seen that little mother of Israel, little bun on the back of her head. He knew who she was. He said, "Where's he at?" Went in. She said, "He may get violent. He may get mean. He's a big boy." When he walked in, he seen a big silhouette of a man come out of the back. He was getting ready to speak to him. And the Holy Ghost said, "Make no communication." Amen. Are you hearing me? And Brother Rich said, Amen. Come on now. Just like that little girl never laid hands on him. Said, in the name of Jesus, I command thee to come out. Amen. He went out like a sledgehammer. Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, set that boy free. In a little bit, that little lady was rocking around her son. Amen. Saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In a little bit, Brother Don was walking behind her saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then they heard a third voice, and it was her boy walking behind both of them saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on now. They could not, but at Pentecost, they did. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you tonight, what we need is to be filled with iron. What we need is to be filled with the Spirit. What we need is fresh oil and a fresh unction. The church ain't going down. The church ain't going under. The church is going over. The church is going up. The highway's not dying. The highway's gonna live. God's gonna fill. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Brother Kelly, the Lord told me, you go tell them they got to be fenced with iron. They got to be filled with the Spirit. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Church, respond to the Holy Ghost tonight. Respond to the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Sister Boyd. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, Lord, I want to be filled with iron. I can't take the sons of Belial. We need the Holy Ghost to face this sodomite generation. Amen. Come on now. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, church, the way the highway does. Amen. Come on, respond to the message. Respond to the Holy Ghost and tongue and interpretation. Respond tonight. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Let's have church around here tonight. Let's have church around here tonight. Come on. If you're weary, if you're faint, He wants to give us a testimony, a powerful testimony. He wants to give you another Pentecost. Just like Pentecost. Hallelujah.
My body's been healed. My life has been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony. What the power of God can do. I'm a living testimony. What the power of God can do.
Yes, I'm
a miracle. alone, you can't see, walking in these shoes. My soul has been saved, my body's been healed, my life hasn't changed. I know it, feel I'm a living testimony, what the power of God can do. Laid at a gate called Beautiful, he was a pitiful sight. Begging for alms because he was lame, he never walked a day in his life. Peter and John came a-walking by on the way to the temple that day. They didn't have gold or silver to give, they knew how to pray. In the name of Jesus they lifted him up, much to his surprise. He began to leap and walk around saying, I've got to testify, I'm a living testimony, what the power God can do. I'm a miracle, you can see, walking these shoes. My soul has been saved, my body's been healed, my life has been changed. I know it's real, I'm a living testimony.
You're ready for revival. You're ready for what God wants to do. Open up your heart, let him fill you. Set your sail, let the wind blow in it. Hallelujah, worship him around these altars. We're going to beat the devil. We've got to have the power of the Holy Ghost.
Set my feet on solid rock, starting me on my way. You think that wasn't enough, I could testify all day how he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and I'm not ashamed to say,
hey, living testimony, what the power of God can do.
I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes. My soul has been saved.
My body's been healed.
My life has been changed. I know it's real, I'm a living testimony. What the power of God can do. Oh, I'm a living testimony, what the power of God can do.
Yes, I'm
a miracle, walking in these shoes.
Oh,
my soul has been saved, my body's
been healed. It has been healed,
my life has been changed. I know it's real, I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
Laid at a gate called Beautiful, he was a pitiful sight. Begging for alms because he was lame, he had never walked a day in his life.
Peter and John came a-walking by on the way to the temple that day. They didn't have gold or silver to give, they knew how to pray. In the name of Jesus, they lifted him up, much to his surprise. He began to leap and walk around saying, I gotta testify.
I'm a living testimony, what God can do.
I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes.
Yes, Lord,
my soul has been saved.
My body has been healed.
My life has been changed. I know it's real, I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
Oh, I'm a living testimony, what the power of God can do.
I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes. My soul has been saved, my body's been healed, my life has been changed.
I know
it's real, I'm a living testimony.
Hey,
what the power of God can do.
Everybody here is a miracle, we all got a story to tell. Light the fire down deep inside our bones, can't keep it to ourselves.
How he reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay.
Set my feet on a solid rock, started me on my way.
You think that wasn't enough, I could testify all day how he baptized me with the Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed to say,
hey,
I'm a living testimony. What God can do. My soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life has been changed.
I know it's real, the testimony of what the power of God can do. Oh, I'm a living testimony.
what the power of God can do. I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes. My soul has been saved, my body's been healed, my life has been changed. I know it's true. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do. Everybody here is a miracle. We all got a story to tell. Like fire down deep inside our bones. Can't keep it to ourselves. How we reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on solid rock. Started me on my way. You think that wasn't enough? I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed to say.
I'm a living testimony.
My soul's been saved.
My body has been healed.
My life's been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony
of what the power of God can do.
I'm a miracle.
My soul has been saved.
My body has been healed.
My life's been changed.
I know it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
Laid at a gate called Beautiful. He was a pitiful sight. Begging for alms, cause he's lame. He never walked a day in his life.
Peter and John came a-walking by on the way to the temple that day.
They didn't have gold or silver to give. They knew how to pray.
In the name of Jesus, they lifted him up. Much to his surprise, he began to leap and walk around saying, gotta testify.
My soul has been saved. My body has been healed. My life's been changed. I know it's real. I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
I'm a miracle, you can see, walking in these shoes. My soul has been saved, my body's been healed, my life has been changed. I know it's real, I'm a living testimony
of what the power of God can do.
Everybody here is a miracle. We all got a story to tell. Got a fire down deep inside our bones. Can't keep it to ourselves. How we reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on solid rock. Started me on my way. You think that wasn't enough? I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed to say.
I'm a living testimony of what God can do.
I'm a living testimony of what the power of God can do.
You laid at a gate called Beautiful. He was a pitiful sight. Begging for alms,
because it was lame. Never walked a day in his life. Peter and John came a-walking by all the way to the temple that day. They didn't have gold or silver to give. They knew how to pray. In the name of Jesus, they lifted him up, much to his surprise. He began to leap and walk around saying, I got a testimony.
I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony.
I can do. Hey, walking in these shoes.
My soul has been changed. I know the truth. I'm a living testimony. What the power of God can do.
Everybody here is a miracle. We all got a story to tell. Like a fire down deep inside our bones. Can't keep it to ourselves. How we reached way down and he brought me up out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a solid rock. Started me on my way. You think that wasn't enough? I could testify all day. How he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed to say.
I'm a living testimony.
Oh, keep on worshiping him. We must be filled, fenced, endued, empowered, equipped. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Well, I wish
wish somebody's soul would catch on fire.
Oh, would catch on fire. Catch on fire.
I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Burning with the Holy Ghost. There appeared unto them clothing tongues. Just like fire, shut up in my mouth. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
If they could know the
tongues as He gave utterance, I wish somebody so would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody so would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody so would
catch on fire,
catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody so would
catch on fire,
burning with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish somebody so would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. Lord, I wish somebody so would
catch on fire,
burning with the Holy Ghost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, they were all in one accord. Suddenly there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind, filled the house that they were sitting in. Oh, if somebody's soul would
catch on fire,
catch on fire,